Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, welcome to another episode of Family Matters with Kenny and Kwajalein. This is Kwajalein, and here's my husband.
Hello.
Kenny. So we thank you guys for calling in tonight, for taking your time out to call in and join in on the conversation with us. We do not have a formal setting on tonight. We basically just came on to have an open forum. So we're asking, you know, that you guys come on in and let's talk about what's going on in our world on today. We want to talk about it. We want to talk about what we can do to change it. And then after talking about what we can do to change it, we want to put some things in action. So we're going to go ahead and open up the lines. Mish, are you there?
Hello? Yes, ma'am. Hey, my pastor.
How you doing?
I'm good. How are you both doing this evening?
I'm fine. Tired.
I hear you. I'm a little tired, too. You said we're going to have an open forum just basically talking about the two young black males that got shot and then the police officers that got shot. Is that the forum you're talking about today?
Yeah, the police officers, what we're doing. We're going to talk about Black Lives Matter versus All Lives Matter and why everybody fussing. And we just, you know, we were talking about our communities last week, but, you know, I don't know if we can really address these issues without talking about the issues in our community again.
Right.
But, you know, then I received a call that I guess there's some people in states calling police out or something. I haven't seen it myself on the news, but they're calling the police out, and when they come out, shooting at them.
Oh, wow, that's very tragic.
Yeah.
Well,
yeah, I was messaged about that while we were on to Jared's game. So, yeah, talking about these things, and, so let me go ahead and, Doe, are you there?
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm here.
How you doing?
I'm doing all right. How everybody doing?
Good, Howard.
Doing good. So, yeah, we're going to go ahead and start talking about it. And like I said, let's see what we can do to change this. Ken and I will be on two different phones because we just got in, so we got to get the kids fed and all that good stuff. Y'all know.
Okay. Now it's all right. Speaking about just communities, I started to think when I was growing up, communities are no longer family oriented, and what I mean by that is that we're not watching out for each other anymore, and I think that's what part of the problem is, because you can't walk up to somebody else's child who is throwing a rock, hasn't hit nothing yet, and say, hey, don't throw that rock. If you break something, your parents are going to be mad. Without the parent coming out talking about don't say nothing to my child. And to me, I think that is where we started going wrong. Because I know when I was growing up, all my family lived in walking distance, in like within a whole 3-block radius. And if, you know, and if something happened, one of my family members knew, and they either came and they got me and they whooped me in public, or if they couldn't get to me or they heard about it and couldn't get to me, they was calling my grandmother who got to me, or they were calling my mother or one of her sisters who got to me. So I think just as a community, we've gotten away from that. The discipline is no longer there. And working for DFACS, you can still discipline your child. As long as you're hitting them on the butt, you're not punching them in their face, their arms, their chest, which a lot of people have taken discipline to a whole new level. But in most states, even in the state of Kansas, you can still discipline your child. You have to hit them on their butt in Kansas, but the marks have to be gone within 24 hours. So you can still discipline your child. And that's the problem. Nobody wants to say nothing to nobody. I say something to somebody, and y'all know me. Well, my pastors, y'all know me. I dare you come say something to me. Come on. Because I'm going to correct it where it is, because if I don't do it, somebody else, you know, the police don't do it. You know what I mean? And you ain't going to like that when they sit behind bars. So I think we all just start coming together as a community, not wait for the tragedy to happen, but stop the little stuff before it escalates into something bigger, things like this wouldn't happen.
Yep, I agree.
I agree. I do definitely think that it would be these incidents, you know, these cases would be minimized, and I think that's a part of the issue that we're having, because we all know that our black men are targets. That's just what it is. People can say it's an opinion. It's not an opinion. It's a fact. Our husbands, our sons, you know, our nephews, they're targets. That's just what they are. They're targets. However, we also have to keep in mind that in some cases, not all, and I'm not at all saying all, but there are cases where, you know, the young black boys have been belligerent. They are not, adhering to what the officer says do. Now, am I saying that gives the police the right to shoot them? Not at all. That is not what I'm saying. However,
We got a new caller on the line.
Okay, I'm sorry. Go ahead.
All right. I'm going to open up the line. Caller Hennigan, 4620, you're on the air.
Good afternoon, everyone.
Hey, Faye, how
Hello.
You doing?
I feel numb.
Yeah, because everything going on.
Yep.
All right.
We have an open forum tonight, Faye. We're talking about it. We're talking about the issues. We're talking about what we can do to help it. And right now we're talking about how we can start in our communities. That's what we're talking about right now.
Where do you leave off, honey?
I was just saying, in some cases, definitely not all, in some cases, you know, our black boys, they are belligerent and they are not doing as the officer says. Now, does that give them a right to shoot them? It does not. In no shape, form, or fashion am I saying, unless the officer feels as though they are threatened. If they don't feel as though they're threatened, they have no business shooting them. And so it really is, as for us and starting in our community, you know, as we've discussed before, we do have to make sure that we are training our kids up properly to obey rules, obey the laws, and do this. And then also we just have to make them aware. Like, I had to have a conversation with my 10-year-old last night. I mean, not last night, but yesterday, and that was heartbreaking for me. And I had to tell him, look, explain to him that he's a target. And he's like, Mama, why? Just because I'm black? Yes, just because you're black. Just because you're black. So this is what you do. If they pull, if you're walking down the street and they tell you to stop, you do what they say do. you make sure you do the yes sirs, no, and whatever, do all of that. And now, do we see that sometimes and they still shoot? We do. We do. However, we're hoping that most likely if you do what you're told to do, most likely, hopefully, you know, there's a higher percentage that you'll come out of that thing alive. And then if there is a mistreatment, this is something else that we were talking about yesterday, Tyra and I were talking about, if they do pull us over or if they pull our black men over because they're in a car that they feel like they shouldn't be driving or whatever, because we know that that's a lot of the issue, you know, they do. If they come up to the car, gun already on the hands on already on the, you know, on the gun, doing something that's just improper, instead of us just, when we leave there, of course, again, you know, do what they say. Hey, officer, here my hands, whatever. You know, do what they say. Get out of there alive. And then when we get out of there alive, we can't stop it there. We can't just go home and talk to our, you know, talk to our family members about it. Our husbands can't just come talk to us about it. We need to start filing complaints. If they don't do anything at the stations, we need to start taking it further. We have to speak about this before the tragedy. All these little stops where people don't get killed, we still need to start reporting these things and talking about them now.
Right. Yeah, I agree. I like one thing you said about the community. You know, when we were coming up, you know, cops, we had cops that patrolled the community. You know what I'm saying? Like, everybody wasn't a threat. Where this come from that everybody's a threat, I don't know. You know, and it's sad because the good cops have to suffer for the bad ones. But see, the police brutality has been going on for a long time. The only difference is now everybody has cell phones that record. So it's being recorded and it's being put out there. You know, and I mean, you can go back to the NWA days. They the ones who put it on Flash Bird. You really remember.
Right.
Back in the 80s, when they put it on Blast, and people thought they were just being negative and negative and this and that. And in other words, until the Rodney King thing happened. Then, you know, so it's been going on for a long time. I think, and just like you said, you know, I have been a victim of the... I mean, when I was in Texas, I got pulled over all the time just because what I looked like, what kind of car I was in. I mean, I got you in quite, you know, when I first moved to Bethlehem, the same cop pulled me over every night. And then, you know, it happened to me so many times. And like you said, you got to know how to act when they come up to you. I mean, I got pulled over one night not too long ago because he said he thought he saw a head on my lap. Now, how do you see a head in my lap when you're driving the car and I'm driving the car and it's 2 o'clock in the morning? I don't know. But, you know, like you say, you got to, you know, and I talk to my boys, too, and I teach them, you know, do what the officer says. It don't matter because white folk get belligerent with the police all the time. I mean, that's what they do. And I done seen it a few times myself, you know what I'm saying? But, like you say, we are targets. And, you know, it's sad to say. But the thing is, man, and people don't get it, you know, we are, even though, you know, we doing the Black Lives Matter, you know, because, I mean, they do, but all lives matter, man, you know what I'm saying? The Black Lives Matter, the White Lives Matter, and Latino Lives Matter, you know, even though you very seldom see, you know, white people get killed by the police as much as black, but they do. You know, and until we come together as a whole against them and weed out the police, I mean, and they go from, you know, it ain't going to get better until the district attorney who, you know, start prosecuting these cops. And that's just the bottom line. It ain't going to get better until, you know, because videos have been not shown. Cops are wrong, and, you know, it wasn't no reason for this and that, and they still, some kind of way, go to the grand jury, and it ain't enough evidence for the prosecute. You know what I'm saying? We as a whole, and I'm talking about the, you know, the good cops, the community, like you said, we got to get back to the community as a whole, need to come together and weed out the bad cops. And it's going to start with somebody in the district attorney's office going to have to come down on these cops and start prosecuting. Now, I'm not saying that they're right for shooting the police, but how much, I mean, you got to think about it. The days ain't like the 60s. Like this day and time ain't like back in the day. You know what I'm saying? You know, and you have a lot of people marching, but you got some people now who got the same weapons that the police got. You know what I'm saying? And like you say, one of the shooters was trained in the military. So you got people getting fed up and stuff going to start happening. And the unfortunate thing is the good cops, like those 11 cops that got shot, they might have been good cops, but because the bad cops ain't getting prosecuted or ain't, you know, or they keep letting stuff like that slide, now they got to suffer. And then you causing the community not to trust the police when back in the day, the community and the police got along.
Yeah.
You know, so I think, you know, as a whole, we got to come together.
Yep, I totally agree.
I completely agree. And I think what we are forgetting sometimes as a people is even when, you know, blacks got their rights, you know, after slavery or were freed, there were white people that helped. It wasn't just us. You know, it wasn't just black folks. White people helped. White people went to war. White people helped on the slavery days. White people got killed by slaves, you know, owners, you know, during the slavery days for liking black people because it stems from hate. White people march, you know, during the civil rights era. Even now, even when we look on TV and see what happened in Dallas last night, there were white people out there. There were people of all nationalities out there. And so we are going to have to come together. But my fear, and this is just, you know, my fear, because we are so fed up, because the black community is so fed up, is that some of us are getting to a place where we're unintentionally becoming what we are against. If somebody says something we don't agree with, if a white person says something like, well, I think all lives matter, then we're coming in on them when, you know, well, maybe just hear what they have to say or just respect their opinion and just say, okay, well, you don't understand what it's like to be me. Because they can't understand. So we don't have to keep telling them you don't understand. Of course they don't know. Well, they don't understand. They're not black. You know, so they haven't had to deal with that. But it's like, all of this anger and this hatred is not solving anything. It's just making us, and it's just putting us in a worse position. And not only do we have to fear the cops, but now we just got to fear everything because we just don't know. Because where there is hatred and there's anger, there's just hatred and anger and bad things, violence, and all of that is going to happen against whoever. And it's just a sad, sad situation. And I'm also just so disturbed about how we in the black community are allowing the Black Lives Matter versus the All Lives Matter become such a big deal. We're turning on each other because of that. I mean, we're literally turning on each other because, like, though, there's some people, if they hear you say All Lives Matter, I'm deleting him off my Facebook page. I don't want to hear it. Don't come to me with that BS. What? Why? 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 Why can't
you? Are.
And we're turning on each other. We're turning on each other. That's, well, I can't stand
I
All Lives Matter. No. Huh? Go ahead. Go ahead.
I feel that's you know, that's the trick, man. You know, like I you know, and I feel like that, you know, like that's a way for people to keep us divided and going against each other. They're just like when they came out with the Blue Lives Matter. You know what I'm saying? Like, it's a way to keep everybody, to make everybody argue and bicker because, I mean, if you think about it, everybody's lives matter. Don't know, you know, you never really want to see nobody, you know, it come down to, you know, you don't want to see nobody get killed in the line of, like that. You know what I'm saying? Whether it's a police, whether it's a white dude, whether it's a black dude. But, like you say, that one statement keeps everybody divided. You know what I'm saying? And it's it's crazy. Like, I don't understand it, but I think, you know, that's just a way for people to keep us divided. You know what I'm saying?
I agree, and we're falling for it, and we're falling for it because it truly is. I mean, the amount of time we spend going back and forth of trying to explain why I say Black Lives Matter in the movement and giving examples, but that's just like, you know, somebody coming, like I heard Kevin on stage today. It's just like somebody coming to put out a fire, and the people in the neighborhood pretty much saying, "Well, my house matters." That's not what a lot of people are saying. Now, I can't say what some people are saying, but a lot of people are saying, "Look, let's just be unified. We were all created by God. We were all created. We're all His creation. So let's come together and let's try to stop everything that's going on, because although it may have been 50 blacks killed to those 2 whites and those 10 Hispanics killed by police, okay, so yeah, we may be the majority. It may have only been 10 Hispanics. It may have only been 2 whites, but guess what? Those 10 Hispanics, their lives matter too. Those 2 whites, their lives matter too.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And if I may say, the accountability nowadays has diminished. Like, it's gone. It's like, and what I mean by that, I'm going back to what Mish said about, you know, the neighborhood holding the kids and you know, the tenants of that community accountable. And you know, now, you know, kids dress certain ways due to fashion and phases. Right? Women dress certain ways due to fashion and phases. Right? But and just hear me out. You might think I'm going out left field with this, but I just need you to hear what I'm trying to say, the point I'm trying to make. A woman dresses a certain way to get attention. Right? But she doesn't dress that way to get raped. You know? A man dresses a certain way to get attention. He doesn't dress that way to be killed in the streets like a wild animal. In the neighborhoods, our kids are just dressing, and they got all these fashions and phases, and yet cops are taking these physical characteristics of the kids. Now, we know our kids walk around, most kids walk around nowadays, you know, with their pants below the equator. Like, why? I don't know. I mean, it don't make any sense. I tried it, and it just wasn't my cup of tea, and I didn't do it. But nowadays, cops see that as, you know, well, he or she's walking around with a pants sag, they're in the game. Or they got a lot of tattoos, they're in the game. You can't always judge somebody based off of looks, you know. And prejudice, being prejudiced, is actually you having no idea, no premise to what that person's background, culture, or situation is. You just choose not to like a person based off of how they look. And the cops, you know, the cops nowadays, when they leave their homes from their families, most of the time those cops are going, they're like, there's some cops that go out there on the street, and the first thing they're thinking is, whose life can I make miserable today? Where there are majority of the cops that are thinking, I'm going to my job, Lord, just let me make it home tonight or tomorrow when I get off, whenever. And they go out here into the communities, and then you have the ones that haven't been held to a standard or haven't been held accountable for, you know, things that they're doing because, you know, the parents are getting younger and the parents are not correcting the kids, what have you, whatever. But then they're being stopped by the police just off of, they're suspected or they look a certain way. And then the first thing some people do is they pop off at the mouth and you just stopping me because I'm black or this, that, and the third or how I'm looking. The Bible clearly tells us that a soft anger turns away wrath. It turns away wrath. Now, this is not Kenneth speaking. This is truly from the Bible. Proverbs, as a matter of fact, says a soft answer turns away wrath. If the officer's asking you to do something, most of the time, based off of your response back to that officer, is going to determine sometimes, most of the time, how the outcome is going to turn out for you, either getting a ticket, you're getting a warning or you're getting locked up. And that's pretty much what I have to say thus far right now. I open up because I don't want to talk too much.
Can I say something, please?
Yes, ma'am. It's an open forum. Go ahead.
You know, I hear everything that you guys are saying, and I totally agree with each of you. But we got such a deep problem, and we got such a problem. I'm wondering if it can be fixed here with us. You know, I heard a black cop say today that when I take off my uniform, I'm just another black man. I heard another man say today that if you think the lives of those five cops was not wrong and the death of the two young men is such a big deal, then you need to get a heart and vice versa. And all of that was true. I look within 3 days' time, you had a total of seven people killed because of nothing but hatred.
Hate, that's right, yep. Hate.
It was totally because of hatred. And this world is so sad. You try to get people to come out and walk with you, and even right now, I'm trying to get into my house, but I also got to do something for these two young men and these five cops. Something to let a brain making George out to say that we care about these seven people. None of those people deserve to die. None of them. I post every morning. And I can give you my example for today. I just say have a faithful Friday and live in peace and know that all lives matter, not just black lives, but all lives matter. And no one have deleted me or said anything about me, at least not to my face anyway.
Mm-hmm. Good, because they sure are on it, Faye. I'm telling you. I see it on my timeline.
They are.
Because all lives matter. I don't care what nationality you are.
That's right.
Somebody loves you. You're somebody's child.
That's right. Mm-hmm.
And no one gives you the right to take nobody's life. And now, I found myself saying last night, I'm glad my son is not here. I'm so glad he's not here on this earth. I'm glad I got just three granddaughters. And then I'm afraid for them because of the color of their skin. I shouldn't even have to say that.
Yeah, you're right.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm the only parent that is saying that. Black parents everywhere are saying this. Black,
mm-hmm.
You got these black fathers now beginning to talk to their sons. And you get pulled over by a cop. You don't even know, in your mind, am I going to make it? Am I going to get killed? You shouldn't have to think like that.
Mm-hmm. You shouldn't.
But there's some bad cops out here.
Mm-hmm.
And it hurt me today because I'm listening to these people talk. The other day when those two black guys got killed, I heard nothing that a police officer had to say in defense of these two black men. I heard nothing.
But now the five cops got killed, and God knows my heart go out to the family. But y'all are making such a rain about this. Like, those other two lives didn't even matter. They dead because of the other two people.
Mm-hmm.
No, they dead because of hatred.
Yep, you're right.
Hatred. That's
that
exactly
why
what it
dead.
Is.
They're dead because of hatred.
Mm-hmm. Hatred.
Oh, got two new callers just popped on.
Mm-hmm. You're right. It is hatred, and it is hurtful, and we cannot have we can. Babe, go ahead and open up the lines. We cannot spew the same hatred because then it's just a never ending cycle. It's a never ending cycle. And say that was actually this black, but there were police officers that spoke up, but I know for a fact it was this female, this black female. She spoke up. She put out a post, a video, and it went viral. And what I saw today, she was put on administrative leave. That's what I saw today. I didn't read the story. I didn't even remember seeing what source it was from. So she spoke up, and she did not only just address that, she addressed a lot. She addressed the community. She talked about us coming together in unity. You know, it was a very good speech. There was nothing that she said, you know, that was just out of the way. And she was right. If you don't like it, if you don't like working with the black community, get another assignment.
Excuse
me. Yeah, I saw her.
Okay, callers.
I just want to notify
callers. Caller ending in 8225 and 9562. This is an open forum. We're asking to discuss, you know, the events and the violence that's going on in our nation today. So after 8860 speaks, then we'll leave the line and then, you know, the floor open. So that way, if you need to speak about anything, you're definitely welcome to do so.
Say 8860. Go ahead though.
8860. Nah, I know. I'm just calling by numbers.
I saw that one causing the lady, and I actually saw it was a white dude that spoke out, and it also was the mayor of New York and the mayor of Minnesota. They both spoke out against, you know, what happened. You know, I mean, because I think this time it was a lot of more. It was a lot of mixed races involved in the protesting this time. You know what I'm saying? So more so than it was before. Which I mean, you know. When you get pulled over, I know for me, myself, and it's crazy, like you said, Faye, you said something, you said you shouldn't think like that. And I have found myself subconsciously, you know, I call my wife every time I get pulled over so she can be on the phone.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and it was, you know, and I just find myself doing that, you know, and this was before. And I was doing that before the Mike Brown thing. It was just every time I got pulled over, I would just tap on the phone because you never know what kind of day they had. For one, they pulling me over for nothing. You know what I'm saying? Like, you know, they really pulling me over from a big black dude in an old school car or something, like, you know, in the neighborhood that they assume because I'm riding through the neighborhood and I'm doing these things the way I dress and the way I carry myself, you know. So, you know, and I find myself subconsciously, every time I get pulled over, I call my wife and have her on the phone, listen, you know what I'm saying? You know, and it's a shame you have to say that about your boys, but it, you know, was even more crazy. I have to sit down, and I've been had to sit down and talk to my boys about this. You know what I'm saying? And it's crazy that we still, in 2016, have to have to talk, you know, with our kids. You know, y'all black males, so y'all got, you know, and I told you, y'all got two strikes against y'all out the muscle. As soon as you come in the world, you had two strikes, and it's sad. that is still like that. You know,
that's right, it is. And just, I'm going to say this and then I'm going to stop. I just looked on my page. Officer Nakia Jones, she said to clear things up, she actually wasn't suspended or fired. So good, she did not have any repercussions from that. And I'm glad, because she didn't say anything that would cause her to. She only spoke the truth. So.
Right. So, you know, I totally agree with you, though, as far as, like, being pulled over. You have these things racing through your head. You're like, man, you know, I wonder how this cop going to come up here and then how this cop going to be when he approaches me, you know. Some cops approach you, they had a gun unholstered in hand, ready to go. And some cops approach you, you know, with their gun, with the little strap that goes across their gun. They have it already unsnapped, so that way if they have to pull it, they can pull the trick. They can pull the weapon out of the holster.
I'm just saying, you walk in out of here, you ain't
done,
doing no chores or nothing. Like, come on. You,
what I have always
so
done is basically made sure that
I just want to know why I got to do something so different than what the white man do. Why can't I be treated like he get pulled over? That's crazy.
Well, yeah, you're right. You're right. It is. But you know, the point I was gonna make is that I'm glad you asked that question, Faye. Is what I always make sure I do in any one of the cars. I make sure that my license, I make sure my registration, my insurance. You know, and all of that stuff is quickly and easily accessible. So that way, I'm not
fumbling
through the car.
It don't mean nothing no more. That's my point. It don't mean nothing no more.
Yeah. It's sad that the world has gotten to that, but you know, it's still a good method and tool, I think, for a majority of us to continue to follow, you know, because
we need
all
to
cops
get
are
into
not
the,
that way.
You know,
all cops are not,
you know,
that way.
I know all cops are not bad. And you can go into a whole police department, and you might have 15 cops that are bad, and the other 40 are good cops. That chief of police, that mayor, they all know that cop is a bad cop. Because they don't got complaints on them. They know and will not do that. And you guys already know that just happened here in Macon a few years ago.
It's like that everywhere. It's like that everywhere. And I agree with Kenny. We need to keep some things we do need to continue to doing. But I also hear your hurt, Faye, and I understand what you're saying too, and your frustration.
Yeah,
you're like,
I told you.
In some cases, it don't matter what we do. It don't matter what we do.
That's right.
They already had their minds made up. This is what they want to do, and they're gonna do it. You know. So I understand both of y'all. You know, and we still have to try to at least keep those things in. You know, try to do those things. Still watch how we react. And we shouldn't have to. It's not fair. It's not fair that we should have to be extra cautious, or we should have to talk to our children, or you should have to say, I'm glad that my son is not here. There's no reason for you to have to think anything like that. That's just, that's crazy.
You're right.
But
you're right.
Because I'm not trying to raise anything I said. And that's how it is. And it's hurtful. It's frustrating. And it's unfair. That's what it is. But, you know, we have to just come together to see, to continue to do what we can to try to say, look, let's try to increase the chances of our babies, our husbands, and our fathers coming home. Let's increase the chances. And we need to. You're right, they don't do anything. So we need to get out there and we need to continue to complain. We have to continue to take these things up. We have to keep doing it and keep doing it and keep doing it. We have to be persistent. But again, we have to work together. We have to work together. And that's one of our biggest downfalls in our community. We do not work together like we should. We push the idea of registering to vote, and we should vote. we should register to vote to help change these laws. But also, when you're a registered voter, you can also be a juror. And that's something that people often forget, because not only do the cops, we need to do something about these bad cops, but we got low-down judges. We have low-down DAs. Mm-hmm. We got low-down jurors. So we need fair people. I don't care what race they are, black, Hispanic, Indian, white, it doesn't matter. We need fair people in these places. Mm-hmm. We need people that are there for justice and that are standing up for the people, for humanity, in these places. That's what we need.
And I believe, I do believe a change is going to come, but until we unite together, black, white, Hispanic, Mexican, all of us, we unite together and stand for what we know is right.
You're right. You're right.
But
you're
not
right.
Until then is it going to happen. Mm-hmm. But we got to come together. I heard something the other day on the radio, because I had not heard about the young man in Louisiana that had gotten killed. But I was listening to the radio, and I was hearing people thoughts on this young man, but I did not realize what had happened. And I heard this lady come on, and she said, "I'm just totally speechless." She said, "This should not go on." And she said, "I'm a white, I'm not black." She said, "I'm white." And she said, "But this is how I feel." And, you know, listening to that lady speak, it wasn't about being black. It wasn't about being human. I mean, about being white. It was, that person was a human being. And that was wrong. I mean, all this stuff that has happened is so wrong. And who could be that full of hatred?
Yeah, I remember, you know.
You put your gun with a 4-year-old baby in the car, and then now you about to cry? Tell me, I told him to put his hands down. No, you did not say that.
Yep. And then it didn't stop there. It didn't stop with shooting him. Because then they went on to read.
Right. And because of this.
They went on to.
Yeah, and what I was going to say, and because of these two killings, led to five more. Because people are frustrated and tired. But that's the wrong way to be frustrated and tired.
It is. It is. Because we are becoming what they are, and that's not what we want.
You can't stop violence with violence.
I'm sorry. Go ahead, though. What you
about to say? No, I was just saying, you know. And then on both of the videos, I mean, my thing is if you scared to do your job, then you shouldn't be doing it. You know, if you that fearful of this man to where you got to take your gun out while you walking up to his car, then you shouldn't be in the position where you got to walk up and about a car. You know what I'm saying? And you know, like if you patrol the black community and you scared of the black, then you don't need to be patrolling. I mean, and my thing is, you don't even need to be a cop, because you know what I'm saying? Like, you got, you know, you choose your career. You know, ain't nobody making you do what you do every day. You know what I'm saying? So if you that fearful of people, you know what I'm saying? And that's basically, you know, you scared, you know, to me that's a cowardly act. Both of those are cowardly acts. You know what I'm
saying?
If you're scared of black people, then you shouldn't be a cop. Because you have to deal with all people as a cop. You know what I'm saying?
I was going to say to you and to Kenny, because you guys can relate with what I'm getting ready to say. And I don't know if any more military people are on the phone or not, but you guys can relate to what I'm getting ready to say. When we joined the military, we took an oath. We took an oath. And I'll never forget when they got ready to send me to Korea, I cried like a baby. And what made me strong was, and what put some wisdom in my head when my mama said, you join the Army, and you got to go with what comes with it.
Yep.
You did that.
That's right.
Did nobody make you? You did that. So you be that woman and stand and do what you got to do for your country. And I will never forget those words as long as I live. When you take an oath to do something,
pity yourself to something.
Then that's what you do. These people have took oaths and so false and phony so it ain't funny. And we got to start within the police department. We got to start with our community. We got to get on these leaders to do what y'all supposed to do to these people that are not right.
That's right. It's so many different elements. Mm-hmm. So many different elements.
I'm sorry. Doe, were you finished? I was going to say something.
I'm finished.
No, you good. She basically said what I was going to say. Y'all joined the Army. You know what I'm saying? So y'all tend to be, and y'all knew y'all had to go to Iraq or Kuwait or these different places. You know, that was a part of your job. You had to go do it. You know what I'm saying? So, you know, you couldn't go over there fearful, because you know what I'm saying? That means you talking about life or death. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
And that to me, you know, if you told cops, nobody hold your hand, like, they don't have brass. You know what I'm saying?
Yep.
So it ain't like they made you come and pass the police exam and go to the academy and all that. Nobody makes you do that. They said that because you wanted to do that. So, I mean, you don't deserve that badge if you can't handle what comes to you. That's all.
Yeah, you're right, man. You're right. And you know, the police force, the fireman force, you know, the fire department and any branch of the armed forces is all a what we call a volunteer force, you know. You volunteer to do it. You're not being drafted into it. You're not being forced to do it. So y'all are absolutely right. And another part of the problem that I see is that, you know, we rely on the police to keep us safe, you know what I'm saying, and keep us and treat us fairly regardless of our nationality, religion, or race, ethnicity, what have you, right? But when they go in and swear oath, you know, they're teaching these policemen in the academy, you know, how to use force, and a lot of the cops are taking that and they're using that force to bring an intimidation into the community more or less than actually sitting down and learning the penal code or just learning the law for that jurisdiction. A lot of these cops don't have the complete understanding of the law and abiding by the law themselves. That's why, you know, when they reach your Miranda rights, you notice that on some of the videos, when you have some people asking the cops, am I free to go? Am I free to go? The cops get frustrated. They get mad. They don't know the law completely. But the Miranda right, even if you're about to get arrested, the Miranda right clearly says what? You have the right to remain silent. Anything you say can and will be used against you in the court of law. So if you tell that cop, hey, sir, hey, officer, I request the right to remain silent. You know, if you're gonna lock me up, then you know you can take me down. I want to be able to call my lawyer. You got to speak that to them verbally, and they're supposed to honor that because that's their job and their duty to be able to serve and protect, and they're also supposed to be able to listen to you, right, and take what you're saying and be considerate of it instead of being aggravated with it, you know, and then they'll realize that, you know, they're violating your rights if they continue to try to make you talk when you had already said that you're requesting the right to remain silent, at least until you get a lawyer or you get somebody on the phone, you know, that you can talk to that can help you out. And talking calmly with the officers, y'all know just as well as I know back in the day, when we learned coming up that the nicer you are to an officer, the less likely you are to receive a ticket. And that was my biggest fear back in the day, was receiving a ticket. But nowadays, we're thinking about our lives, and just like you said, Faye, that's not right. That we shouldn't have to think about our lives. And if I could, real quick, I have a friend, you know, a good friend of mine I grew up with, I went to church with. He's a doctorate fellow at the American Bar Foundation. So he's got a degree, and he pretty much works into the justice system. And you know, he said one thing we can do is send our U.S. representative and our senator a letter to the office demanding that, you know, we receive a congressional hearing on the actions of police brutality. I can't say nobody hasn't done it, but I know it's probably in the works. But just as you said before, Faye, you know, we don't fight violence or brutality with violence. It's just like a fireman trying to put out a fire with fire. It's not gonna work. Or a fireman trying to throw gasoline on the fire. It's not gonna put the fire out. It's just gonna make it worse. You know. So
our
job, we gotta hold ourselves. We gotta hold these senators and our counties and stuff accountable for these areas in which this police brutality is happening in. And then when we speak up and we have a voice and we're actually out there talking about it, we should be able to demand it, because that's our right as a citizen of the United States.
Right. And you know,
yeah.
Kenny, I had Daryl, he sat down and talked to me one day and told me, you know, people aren't liking what I post. Where it wasn't just people, just a certain one, weren't liking what he posted on Facebook. But he was posting truth. So if you posting the truth, then why you get mad? So something else, I guess, have been said, because he said, if you don't like what I'm posting, just delete me. You know, I commented on his post because I defend him wholeheartedly. You know, the Senator John, oh, my God, up in D.C., you can't call his name because I want to tell you so bad. He's about the only elected official that I would trust with anything, such as this, what we're talking about tonight. You know, you got your officials locally and state that are so afraid to speak out. People even on jobs so afraid to speak out in your defense when you know you're right, because they don't want to lose their job. And to me, that's sad. You know, I guess I have a hard time with that. And I'm one of the ones that, because I know my rights, I'm not just going to let you treat me no any kind of way. You know, when I first started, I was in kindergarten and all that. But when I got ready to go to the first grade, I'll never forget, my mom and Daddy Bill got together and say, you and Daddy's Bill granddaughter is going to go to this school right here, which was an all-white school. It's called Vineville Academy now. But back then, it was Joseph Clear's. We entered that school.
Yeah.
We were the first two blacks to even enter that school. And they put us in separate classrooms. And I'll never forget my first grade teacher, Miss Smith. At 6 years old, them kids weren't going to outdo me. I'm going to be smart just along with them. I can read Sally Run, Dick Run, Sally. And spy, and I could do my math, I was good. And I learned. And what I learned from that is this. We all are God's children. No one has the right to tell you where you can't go, or you're not welcome here, or you're not welcome there. We live in a democracy country, not a dictatorship country. We have rights just like Mayor Rickard, just like any other white person here. We got those rights. When I know that I'm right about something, in my heart, I know that I'm right. I have to defend myself. Whether you like me or not, I'm going to say what's on my mind. You just can't do me no any kind of way. And that's why I'm so afraid, because I know if something pulled my granddaughters over, I'm going to speak for them, because I'm the only voice that they have. and I fear for them, and I shouldn't have to fear for them.
And you're right, Faye. You shouldn't have to, and but you're supposed to speak. See, I'm like you. My brother can attest to that. He can tell you. I mean, my husband, my you know friends on the line, they can tell you that. But Doe can tell you that because he, you know, he grew up with me. I'm one of those. You know, I wanted to be a lawyer and then a judge because I want to defend people. You know, and I still speak up now. So, but we need people to speak up. If we didn't have people that spoke up, you know, like our Martin Luther Kings and, you know, and all these people that spoke up, we wouldn't be where we are today, even though we haven't arrived. But, you know, we all have to be honest to say that there's still some things that we, you know, we have made some progress. You know, we go to the same restaurants now. We go to the same schools. And a lot of these races, you know, people, well, I'm going to say white people because I know they got this new definition of racism. I don't know nothing about that. Well, blacks can't be racist. I don't know nothing about that. But from what my definition of racism, black people can still be racist. But these, you have a lot of racist people, you know, a lot of them, they're hiding behind keyboards and things today because we do have the rights. Because we do. My child can go here, or they'll do some, you know, some little nasty, underhanded stuff. And, you know, but it can't be, even though they are open with a lot of things, you know, but they're not as open as they could be back, like, back then. You know, we can go to, I can go to this Burger King. I don't have to go to the back. I don't have to, you know what I'm saying, those type of things. And so we have, you know, made some progress, but it was because people spoke out. We just have to make sure we are out the right way. We have to make sure that we're doing the right things. And for those, you know, and if we are children of God, then we definitely have to make sure that we are doing this God's way. Because the problem is, from what I'm seeing, from where I'm sitting, is a lot of us are starting to look like the world. We're reacting to this like the world, and we're not supposed to react to this like the world.
That's
right. If we're acting to this. We were called out to be different. We're supposed to be reacting different. You know, standing up, yes, talking about it, let's talk about it. We're supposed to talk about it, then let's do something. You know, we're supposed to be doing that. But our reaction is supposed to be different, even down to forgiveness. The Bible tells us to forgive our enemies. So we're supposed to pray for them. So even down to when we're praying, yes, we pray for the victims, but we're also supposed to pray for these people, these enemies of ours. We're supposed to pray for them too. That's what we're supposed to be doing. So we are supposed to be different. But a lot of us, because we are frustrated, because we are tired, and we have every right to be. I'm not taking away from that because we do. God knows we do. However, even in all that is being done, we still have to make sure that we're keeping God first in all of it. What we have to make sure we're doing, his will, his ways. So this is a time. I'm sorry, y'all. Jared just spilled his. Jeremiah, get it up. Don't just sit there and hold your head. This is a time where we have to come together. Well, we should have been coming together anyway and praying. But, you know, now we really have to come together. We have to remind ourselves. We have to remind each other. We have to let our children know that despite everything that is going on, God is still on the throne. He is still a prayer answerer. He is still in control. He can still move mountains. He can still do it. He still can. We need to make sure we're teaching the word right. Teach the word right, because y'all know I've said it before and I stick to it if I have to say it by myself. All this stuff comes from sin. Sin breeds hate. It breeds violence. It breeds this stuff. Let's teach the word right. Look, we have to turn back to God. We have to turn back to God. We have to turn to God, turn back to God. And as children of God, we should be leading this thing. We should be the ones leading this thing. We cry, yes. We hurt, yes. We have every right to do that. But we need some Joshuas that are going to rise up and say, look, I'm leading this thing. I'm leading my people to the promised land, because you know what? We have one, and we deserve it. We deserve it. Mm-hmm. So but we have to do it God's way. We have to be obedient, and we have to do it God's way.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm off. Amen. That was what I had to say.
Yeah, absolutely right. We do have to do it God's way. Mm-hmm. And watching how things unfold, you're seeing everybody say, these are the end times, these are the end times. Yes, it's truly evident that these are the end times. But what we also need to focus on is, if these are the end times and our Lord and Savior is coming back, are we fit to go and live in eternity with him? Are we fit to do it? You can only dress the part for so long down here on earth before somebody realizes you're faking it and you don't have no money, or B, you just out there doing it for attention. You can only do it so long. But eventually, the things that you hid here on earth, they're going to be exposed. And when they're exposed, and when Jesus comes back, when he comes back for his people, right? And you know, contrary to what many may believe, we are not all God's children.
Amen.
You cannot be out there living any kind of way, sinning, doing all of this other stuff, and you haven't given your life to the Lord, and you're not living holy.
Born again.
And you're not born again, meaning you haven't received salvation. You haven't received salvation. Two, you haven't gone into the full representation of dying in the flesh, just as Jesus died on the cross by being baptized and being descended into the water and coming up a new and living creature in him. If you have not done those things, you are not a child of God.
Amen.
Thank you, Lord.
But we are.
Amen.
But see, society has given us this twisted way of thinking that I can live and do whatever I want to do, but, you know, God knows my heart. Yes, he does. He knows your heart, and he knows your heart's far from him, because your actions, the Word of God tells us that the fruit, you know a tree by the fruit that it bears.
Yes.
So the Word of God tells us that. So if you ain't out there living holy, claiming to be holy, proclaiming to be holy, you know, and you have not accepted Jesus Christ as being the Son of God, as dying on the cross for your sins, if you haven't done any of those things, I hate to be the bearer of bad news, but you're not a child of God.
Yep.
And there are only two forces in this world that we are subject to, and that is good and evil. So there's no way you can be out here willing and dealing and doing all this craziness out here in the streets, and you haven't given your life to Christ, and you consider yourself a child of the Most High God. There's no way.
Mm-hmm.
Now, granted, you know, we are all God's creation. We are.
Mm-hmm.
But we're not all his children. So when he comes back for his people, he's coming back for his chosen people.
Yeah.
His chosen people. And that's what we got to be focused on. And we need to be out here really bringing souls to Christ, but at the same time, right, with us bringing these souls to Christ, we have to show them what righteousness looks like, what right looks like. And I just have this bad taste in my mouth because I'm watching my Christian brothers and sisters going back to the ways of the world. The Bible tells us to be not conformed to the ways of this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind. If your mind ain't right and it's not on God, it's not on Jesus, then you ain't doing. You're not living for him.
Preach, preach, preach.
And I'm sorry, y'all. I'm sorry, but I've been bawling this thing up for a while because I don't like seeing my brothers and sisters out there, my Christian brothers and sisters out there. I just don't like seeing them pretty much you're bowing down to the ways of the world. The Bible also tells us, y'all, and I'm a hush, the wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life. We already mentioned the word hate, thanks to you, Faye, and we already mentioned the word sin, thanks to you, Kwasi. So we already see the wages of sin is death. It's unfolding as we speak. It's unfortunate. Somebody right now is dying because of their sin.
Mm-hmm. That's
But everybody, but society will tell you you got time to get it right. Live your life. You only live
mm-hmm.
one. If you die in your sin and you don't have time to repent, you going to hell.
Yes.
That's just cut and dry. I'm not gonna sugarcoat it enough. If I'm not doing right and I die in my sin and I don't have the time to repent, I'm going to hell.
Amen.
That's just period.
Man.
I'm gonna calm down. I'm sorry, y'all, but I just don't like seeing.
Amen.
I just don't
preach.
Like seeing these lappy tappy Christians.
Preach.
They soft. They pliable. When
yes.
everything's going good, you praise the Lord.
Amen.
But when everything's going bad, you want to say, "Oh, look at this!" and blah blah. No.
Come on.
What does God's word say about this? Yes,
mm-hmm.
we're in the end times, but what are we doing about it to change it?
That's right.
Right. Yep, what are we doing to change this?
And that's the thing, we know the problem. We know the problem, but what are we going to do about the problem?
That's right.
Absolutely.
That's what we need to
Indeed.
Talk about. What are we going to do? Not talk about it, but let's go ahead and do it. Kenny's
yes.
been talking about, you know, starting a mentor program. I was going to talk to him. Let's just
mm-hmm.
do it. Let's just do it. Stop talking about
yes.
it, and next week just go out and do it. It don't take a whole lot.
That's right.
To just do it, because the things we have to do some things differently. We have to. And y'all,
yeah.
I'm sorry. I'm so sorry. I have to interrupt this regular scheduled program. I have to. Well, you know what? I don't apologize. I do not apologize.
Amen.
But I'm going to go into prayer, and I ask that you guys
Amen.
Be in prayer with me because I'm feeling led to do this. And so this is what I'm going to go ahead and do. I'm going to be obedient to the Spirit of God.
Amen.
God, our Father, Lord, I come before you right now, God,
yes.
as humble as
thank
I do.
Lord.
God,
thank
just
you.
Thank you. Right now, God, for being God. God, we thank you for your son, Jesus, that you sent to die on the cross for our sins. God, we just thank you right now for your Holy Spirit, who you have sent down as a comforter. God, right now, as we come before you, God, we ask that you would cleanse us of anything that should not be. God, we ask that you would cleanse our hearts in the name of Jesus. If there's anything in us that is not of you, God, we ask that you would cleanse us, God. We ask that you would cleanse us right now in the name of Jesus. God, we come before you, God, on behalf of our nation. God, we come before
yes.
you right now, God. God, we know that you are speaking, God, and we ask, God, that you will help us to be in tune to what you are saying.
Oh, yes, God. Yes, in the name
God,
of
right
Jesus.
God, right now, give us the courage that we need,
yes.
God, to move
yes.
forward
yes, God.
To do what you've called us to do.
Yes.
God, right now, God, we come
Jesus.
Against the enemy in the name of Jesus. We come against the spirit of distraction right now.
In the name
of
Jesus.
Of hatred
yes.
right now in the
yes.
name of
Jesus. In the name
Jesus.
Of Jesus.
God, we just thank you right now. God, for those of us that are your children, God, God, we ask that you will give us a revelation in the name
yes.
of Jesus so that we may go out and lead
God.
Souls to
God.
You
yes.
in the
name
of
Jesus.
Jesus.
God, right now, God, help us to show your
Hallelujah.
Love in the name of
yes.
Jesus.
God.
Help us
yes.
to stand as you have called us to stand. God, as you told Joshua, God, not to be afraid, but to be strong and
yes.
courageous. God, we just
yes.
thank you right now in the name of Jesus. God, give us guidance right now. God, we pray for our public officials, God. We pray right now in the name of Jesus. God, we pray that you will set the right people in
Hallelujah.
Office. God, we pray that you will expose the hearts of man
Hallelujah.
In the name of Jesus.
The name
God,
of
and we
Jesus.
Know that you hold the heart of the king in your
oh,
hand. God, and right
you
now, God, we ask for you to move. Move on our cities right now in the name
mm.
of Jesus. Even in the midst of violence, even in the midst of the killing, even in the midst of the turmoil, God, we know that you are still God and that you
still
sit high and
you
look low. God, we are lifting up your name, God, because you said, God, that when you are lifted up, God, that you will draw all men unto you. God, and we just thank you right now in the name of Jesus. This fear, God, will not stop our praise. It will not stop. It will not stop our praise. It will not hinder our faith. It won't hinder our movements right now in the name of Jesus. God, We do thank you for your covering upon our children. God, we thank you right now in the name
of
Jesus. God, and yes, we even pray for our enemies. God, we pray that their hearts will no longer be cold. God, that you will give them a heart of flesh in the name of Jesus.
The name of
God,
Jesus.
We love you, God, and even in the midst of all of it, God, we exalt you. We exalt you, God. God, we thank you for the resources that we need to accomplish what we need to accomplish. God, we thank you, God, as we go out, God, for Faye, she's going out and making, God, send the right people to her, God, that will
be up
to her, God.
Yes.
The ones whose hearts are in the right place, God. God, because we know, God, that it can change because you are God and you are almighty. God, we thank you for giving our people vision, because without vision, the people will perish. And we pray for vision right now in the name of Jesus.
The name of Jesus.
God, we pray for comfort right now.
Yes,
comfort
God.
Those that are hurting, God. Comfort them, God, and we pray in this time, God, that they will look to you, they will look to the hills, and for those that are not saved, God, we pray for salvation to come out of this, God, because even in the worst of situations, you are still God, and we just thank you right now, in the name of Jesus, I pray, amen, hallelujah,
amen.
Thank you, God.
Amen, amen, amen. Amen. Thank you, Lord. Thank you. Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, God.
Thank you.
Thank you, God. Thank you, God. Oh, thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah.
My God. Thank you.
Thank you, Lord. Yes, we hate what is going on, but he's still an ever present. Thank you, God. Thank you. If anyone else feels led to pray, please go ahead. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, God.
Thank you, Jesus. Sure, God.
Hallelujah. Well, I must say that prayer definitely was refreshing.
It brought
about a sense of refreshment, peace, a calmness, and the atmosphere shifted literally during that prayer.
Yes, it did.
Grateful to God, and I'm just foolish enough to believe that what we're seeing right now with our very two eyes, God is going to change it here.
Amen.
God is getting ready to change it. No matter what it may look like, you must stand on God's promise. We must stand on it. He says if we love him, that we'll keep his commandments. And that's what we need to remember. Bringing those lost souls out there in this dark world to him. That's what's important. Amen. That's what's important. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Yes, Lord. God is so good. I'm telling you, we cannot let this get us down. We cannot let this get us down. But if we are wanting to see a change here right now, then the change has already begun right now.
Amen.
It has already begun.
This hate
that's going on around in the land right now, that's what the enemy wants. That's what the enemy wants. He wants that to happen. He wants to cause stress, turmoil, strife. But God's word said that the love of God, the love, covers a multitude of all sins. So his so right now we just you know, let's remember to keep those officers in prayer and their families lifted up in prayer. Let's remember to keep, you know, the victims that have lost their lives unjustly. Let's keep them in prayer. Let's keep them in prayer. And even for the victims, for the people that have lost their lives, right, and it's because of a bad decision that they made, we pray that their families are strengthened right now in their time of bereavement.
Amen. Amen.
My God. Father God, we come before you right now, Lord God, with our hands stretched out, Lord God, and a receptive heart, Lord God. Lord God, we thank you for giving us health, life, and strength on today, Lord God. But Lord God, we have sat here, Lord God, watching the things unfold, Lord God, and many in this nation, Lord God, have been tormented, Lord God, and are bound by the chains of fear. But Lord God, we break those chains right now in the mighty name of Jesus.
In the name of
Lord
Jesus.
God, we
in the name
Father,
of
and
Jesus.
We ask to dispatch your angels, Lord God, to go forth in all the earth right now, Lord God. And Lord God, anything that's not like you, Lord God, we rebuke it right now in the name of Jesus,
in the name
Lord
of
God.
Jesus.
Anything that is not like you, Father God, we rebuke it right now, Lord God. For Lord God, we have people out there, Lord God, deceiving, Lord God, even the people in our church, Lord God, in our churches, Lord God. And Lord God, we pray right now, Lord God, and we ask Heavenly Father that all ungodliness, Lord God, that it be revealed right now, Lord God, that it be revealed right now, Lord God, and we bind it right now in the name of Jesus, Lord God. And we loose, Lord God, love, Lord God, your Lord, your agape love right now in the name of Jesus to go forth in all the earth, Lord God, because your word tells us that love, Lord God, love, your love, Lord God, because you are love, covers a multitude of sin, Lord God. And, Lord God, we thank you for sending your only begotten Son to die on the cross for our sins, Lord God. That even, Lord God,
thank
even,
you.
Lord God, right now in the midst of how things are going right now, Lord God, we pray right now that by faith, Lord God, by faith, these things, Lord God, will be removed,
yes.
Lord God. And, Lord God, we know that the families have lost their loved ones, Lord God, but we ask for their strength, Lord God, and endurance, Lord God.
The name
and
of
we
Jesus.
Pray for justice for everyone, Lord God, who has died, Lord God, unjustly, Lord God, in the name of Jesus.
In the name of Jesus.
Lord God, I ask that you bring and you lift up your Christians, Lord God. Yes. Lift them and strengthen them, Lord God. Gird up their loins with your word of truth,
the
Heavenly
name
Father,
of Jesus.
That they may go out and
yes,
speak
God.
The truth and living word of God in the name of Jesus, Lord God. For you tell us to be strong, Lord God, and not and be strong and courageous and not fear, Lord God. And that's what we plan on doing from this day forth, Lord God. Lord God, we honor you, Lord God. Lord, we love you, Lord God. And we just cherish you, Lord God, right now in the
yes,
name
we
of
do,
Jesus.
Lord.
Lord,
yes, we do.
Lord, we lift up, Lord God.
In the name
we
of
lift
Jesus.
Up, Lord God.
Thank you, Lord.
All these things that are going on right now to you, Lord God. And we know that you are able to fix, Lord God, because you're the fixer of all things, Lord God. You're
yes,
our Jehovah
you are.
Jireh, Lord God. You're
yes.
our provider, Lord God. Hallelujah. Lord, we thank you, Lord God. We love you. And it's in Jesus' mighty and matchless name we pray these in all things. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen.
It's done. It's done, everybody. God is getting ready to make a mighty move. My Lord. The atmosphere has shifted, and we can expect.
Amen.
We can expect from this day forth to be worked out.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Lord, I thank you.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord.
Everyone be encouraged. Be encouraged. Cast all your cares upon him because he cares for you. So, y'all be encouraged. Be
can
encouraged.
I say one thing before we go?
You can, Miss Ma'am.
Please, the children of the young man, Alton Sterling,
mm-hmm.
his 15-year-old son, just to watch him yesterday broke my heart. You you got one of the cops' son, one of the 4 years old. Are we going to lose our house? Do we have to move? I pray that those kids understand that hatred was of the devil, and they don't come up with negative thoughts in their head because of this. I pray that someone be there for those children to guide them the right way and to put order in their life. Try to get them some understanding on what they have lost.
Amen. Amen.
So let's keep those children in prayer, please. Along with those families.
Will do.
Amen. Yes, ma'am.
Well, honey, I have nothing else to say because, you know, I'm just trusting and standing on God's promises.
I'm standing with you, Kenny.
Amen.
Yes, yes, yes. Thank you all for calling. We thank y'all. We really do. I'm glad we didn't know we were going back and forth about whether or not we were going to do the call because Jared had had practice tonight. And I said, well, let's go ahead and call in and see if any, you know, go on, see if anybody called in. And so I thank you all for calling. It was a blessing.
Amen. Amen.
Amen. Yes, it was. Amen.
I love you guys.
We love you all, and you all have a blessed weekend.
Love y'all. Y'all too.
Love you guys as well.
Y'all too.
All right. Okay. Good night.
Good night. Good night.
Good night. Good night.